Secretary of State and U.S. Senate candidate Frank LaRose made a stop in Findlay on Friday. While he was here, he joined us in the studio for a sit-down to discuss that campaign. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for dropping by and making some time in your schedule for us today. Good to see you. Thanks.
Glad to be back in Flag City, USA. Just spoke to the county GOP and having a great time.
The highlight of your visit here to Findlay today is an address to county Republicans at the First Friday Luncheon. You were at that event right before coming here. Kind of give us a recap of your message for the benefit of those who couldn't attend.
Yeah, so a little bit of it, just making sure people know my background and for a lot of folks in the room, it was a review. A lot of dear friends here in Findlay, but I grew up in Akron. I had a great upbringing. I grew up working on a farm, was part of the Boy Scouts. That was really my inspiration to serve. My Boy Scout leader was a World War II veteran, and he told us stories around the campfire about liberating a concentration camp. And so I knew I wanted to be like Bill Miller when I grew up. So I enlisted in the Army when I was 18. And that, along with my faith and family upbringing, is kind of what forms who I am today. I served for 10 years in uniform, got to serve on the U.S.-Mexican border as part of a counter-narcotics task force. And so when some candidates talk about border security, they may go down there for a photo op or a field trip. For me, I lived it. And also had the chance to become a Green Beret. And I still do that today. I'm a reservist. There's certain weekends when I get to be Sergeant First Class LaRose instead of Secretary of State LaRose. I look forward to those. But during my time on active duty, I served in Iraq, served in Kosovo, really all over the world. And it was a great experience. But at 28, decided it was time to get a formal education. I went to Ohio State, earned a business degree, and then went on to run for the state Senate, now Secretary of State. The other thing I was talking about is that we've got a country to save. This is not hyperbole at this point. It's not exaggeration. We're in jeopardy of being the first generation to leave this country weaker, poorer, and less secure. And I'll be darned if that'll happen on our watch. And so that's really why I'm running for the U.S. Senate, so we can defeat Sherrod Brown this year and put our country back on track.
Your political background, your political resume in this Senate campaign actually bears, I thought it was interesting, kind of a striking resemblance to the man you are hoping to replace. Sherrod Brown also spent time in the state legislature and as Secretary of State before moving on to Washington. But that was then and this is now. And it does seem like in today's climate, it is the outsiders who have the inside track.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, both your opponents for the nomination, for the Republican nomination for Senate, have kind of leaned into that outsider mentality. Bernie Moreno, in fact, has tried to cast you in a negative light as the career politician. How do you counter that?
First of all, it's hilarious. People can say whatever they want. I'm the only guy in the race who's not an elite. I'm the only one in the race who's not a millionaire. In fact, Lauren and I are thousandaires. I'm an Army sergeant who decided to run for office a couple years ago. If there's anybody that has the DC connections, it's really my two opponents. And listen, people can try to reinvent their records. I'm proud of mine. I don't have to reinvent it. I'm a credentialed conservative, a battle-tested conservative. I've proven that I'm going to go to D.C. and fight for our values. It's not enough for us to send somebody to D.C. who says they're a conservative. It's essential, if we're going to put this country back on track, that we send somebody that we know will fight for our values. I'm the only one in this race who's a lifelong Republican. Both of my candidates, both of my opponents, the other two candidates, have been registered Democrats at some point in the past. I've never been. I'm the only one with a 100% pro-life voting record, the only one with a 100% voting record on gun rights, on cutting taxes. And so, you know, if there's anybody in this race who's the outsider, it's the youngest candidate, who's 44 years old, who lives in an 1,800 square foot house and raises three children along with his wife. And that's who I am. And that's why I think that the people of Ohio are going to be looking for that proven, tested conservative who they know is going to go fight for their values.
We mentioned Bernie Moreno. He, of course, recently picked up the endorsement of former President Trump, despite the fact Mr. Trump endorsed you for the position you now hold. Obviously, we saw what that endorsement did for J.D. Vance last Senate race. Can you win without a Trump endorsement?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. In fact, I'm proud that I was the only Secretary of State in America to earn President Trump's endorsement. I think that says something about how honest Ohio's elections are. And I earned that endorsement from him in 2022 when I was running for re-election. Listen, this is a three-way Republican primary. Last year, or two years ago in 2022, there was a seven-way Republican primary. President Trump's endorsement moves the needle for some people, but not for others. I'm somebody that supports the president's policies and believes that the America First agenda is what's best for this country. But I don't think a lot of voters are going to necessarily make their voting decision in a primary based on who was endorsed by whom. And that's what it comes down to.
I am curious, because your two opponents are largely self-funding their campaigns. You mentioned that they have the resources to do that. You are taking the more conventional path, as it were, in terms of fundraising. Does that put you at a disadvantage in any way?
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of a David and Goliath story, right? If you look at financially, I may be David, right? But remember, David wins it with a stone, and I'm gathering a lot of stones right now. We've raised over $3 million. There's a very well-funded super PAC that's supporting me as well. And, you know, I think it's important to also point out that although I may be David with the fundraising, I'm Goliath when it comes to polling, because even though my opponents have spent millions of dollars, really, they've spent about $3 million each running television ads, I haven't run a single ad yet. We will be soon. But I still lead in the polls. So all of their big spending is not really moving the numbers. And I continue to have a double-digit lead in the Republican primary polling because Ohioans know me and they know that I'm going to go fight for their values.
You know that this is one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country, and will be even more so when we get toward the general this fall. A lot of people say that Senator Brown is more vulnerable than he's ever been, although they have said that before. Assuming that you do get the nomination, how do you defeat an incumbent who has shown a remarkable ability to hold on to his seat, despite the fact that Ohio is becoming more and more a reliably red state?
Well, first we have to go back a step. It's crucial that the right candidate wins the primary so that we can win the general. I'm the one that can actually beat Sherrod Brown. You only need to, if you're one of the dozens of people that still reads the editorial pages of the newspaper, you can see that the liberal establishment in Ohio has decided that I'm the most dangerous weapon against their buddy Sherrod Brown, so they're attacking me left and right. They know that I'm the one that has the wherewithal to beat Brown. And you're right, the nation is watching, because this is the seat we have to win to take back the Senate majority. If Ohio elects a credentialed conservative in the primary, we can beat Sherrod Brown, and we can do it by exposing what I call Sherrod's charade. This idea that he's some sort of working class Democrat is absolute nonsense. The man's been in office for 48 years. I've been alive for 44 years. And so it's time for Sherrod to go with the right candidate who can reach voters and who voters know and who has the credentials to prove that they're a real conservative, and to call Sherrod out for his nonsense, for standing with the Biden administration on all of the bad things they've done. It doesn't make sense that the most liberal member of the U.S. Senate represents Ohio. We're going to call that out, and we're going to beat Sherrod Brown this November, and that's why I'm asking for folks to vote for me for this important office.